ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, நன் ஆஃப் திஸ் மந்திரஸ் வில் வொர்க். ஒன் கேன் சாண்ட் எவ்ரி அதர் மந்திர வெரி பர்ஃபெக்ட்லி, அண்ட் இஃப் இட் டசன்ட் சாண்ட் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா, he will fall into the whirlpool of material existence once again. But if one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, even if he did not chant the other mantras, he would still be safe. Because the name is a shelter, it is a Yuga Dharma for this age. All other things are waves going like this, but this is the actual line. And if one is somehow connected in that line of Harinam, then everything else, whether down or up, he can save himself. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sarva Mantra Sara Naam, Ehi Sastra Marma, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Sarva Mantra Sar, the essence of all mantras is Naam, is the name of God, name of Krishna. And Ehi Sastra Marma, he said, this is the secret of sastras. So many sastras are there, so many commentaries are there. So if one wants to know the secret of it, this is the secret. What is that? That the essence of all mantras is Harinam, the name of Hari. So now, Vishnu Swami, the other sampradaya. Also one thing we should mention here, that when Nimbarka established this Dvaita-Dvaita philosophy, 2-1 philosophy. The impersonalists immediately exploited it. They took that and they started breaking it into pieces and they established their Kevala-Dvaita philosophy. He was establishing Dvaita-Dvaita and they came and said, no, Kevala-Advaita. It's all one. So in this way, because of his gentle exposition on the Veda-Veda, Nimbarka actually gave some opportunity for those Advaitis to become more strong. So that later, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami will come and they will take their clubs and break on their heads. That is why. So this is all done in a, this is a whole plot. Each one does his part. Because they all are expecting that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear and he will just chant Hare Krishna and he will dance. Somebody asked him, he would say, Guru Mate Murko Dekhiya Sasana Kori, I am such a fool, my Guru chastised me. I have no adhikar for Vedanta. How can I study Vedanta? In this way he will put up his toe. And then his disciples will come, his associates will come. And they will say, don't touch my body. If you touch my body, you will go to hell. Stay away. And they will do all these things. And in the meantime, they will be writing wonderful bhashyas and commentaries on the other side. Then he would have one Muslim running behind him. And this Muslim would say, oh, I am so hina, I am so dina. In the meantime, he will be chanting lakhs and lakhs of name every day. And then they also knew that under the big tree in Tompkins Park, there would be this gentleman standing. And he would be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he's going to make the whole world dance. Because everybody, all these people, they're seeing this. So they have to do only their part. It's like a drama. Suppose there is Harishchandra's drama going on. You may not be familiar with Harishchandra. But anyway, Harishchandra is always quoted. So Harishchandra's drama is going on. If Harishchandra, when Vishwamitra came, he decided to speak a lie and then take his kingdom away from Vishwamitra, then the drama is a flop, because he has to speak truth. Otherwise what? If Brutus did not kill, and he just plotted with the other side and he killed everybody else, and not Julius, he said, then what will happen? Then it's a flop. You won't accept this as a drama. So everybody does his part very nicely, because they all know that this great movement is coming. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They know that by the chanting of this mantra, this whole planet is going to dance. So they did not play any off notes. They all played their notes very nicely. The whole orchestra here, that's what you are seeing. These are the Transcendental Beatles. Everybody knew his notes. and he only played that much. Whenever it was time, he got up and he sat down. And he didn't make any more noise. He kept quiet. Because they knew that finally he is coming. And he is going to tell everyone, so you dance for Krishna. You cook for Krishna. You sing for Krishna. You print for Krishna. This way you can all be Krishna conscious. They know that big maestro is coming. Because of the maestro's arrival, everybody played his note perfectly well. So Vishnu Swami, there is not so much information about this personality. What he did, what were his pastimes, there is not so much information about Vishnu Swami. All that we know is that he is in the Rudra Sampradaya. Then Vishnu Swami, he was here during his Digvijaya too. Like Navadvipa is a place of knowledge. So all the pandits would come here. There's no doubt. There is no question of being a pandit and not coming to Navadvipa. It is not possible. So all the pandits came. So Vishnu Swami also came. When Vishnu Swami came here in Rudradvipa, he was sitting there with his disciples, and in one particular time when he was giving his classes on devotion, his disciples got into ecstasy and they were dancing. And Vishnu Swami was looking at them because that was not his line. They don't dance. People dance, but they don't dance. And then he was thinking, what am I? I'm saying that devotional service is so glorious. Immediately one disciple got up. He lifted his hand and he was telling, so glorious, so glorious. And he started dancing like this. And Vishnu Swami said, sit down. And then he sat down. Then somebody else got up. Then somebody else. Then finally he saw he himself was dancing. Then he couldn't understand why we are all dancing like this. So then he thought there must be the place. Otherwise we never did this before. And he couldn't put his hands down. His hands were always up. Then he was thinking, why this is happening? Why this is happening? And then he saw in front of him Lord Shiva. And Shiva said, I am very pleased with your devotional service. And because of that, I chanted the name of God in your ears without your knowledge. And because of this, you are dancing. So then Vishnu Swami asked, what is this God? Then he said, you sit here and you keep chanting this, then you will know. And he was chanting, God, 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 God. And then he was dancing more. Tears were coming on his eyes. And his disciples now, they were looking at him. They were thinking, why is he dancing? And why is he crying? And he had never seen him rolling on the floor either. He was big, stout, big personality, always speaking something in Sanskrit with full logic. Now he was like a sentimental man. He was on the floor crying. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in front of all of them, Vishnu Swami and his disciples. And Sri Chaitanya told Vishnu Swami that there is nobody who can come to this area and not dance. It is not possible. But I make everyone dance here. So how can he escape dancing? So then Vishnu Swami said, now what is this avatar? What is this form? So then Gauranga explained to him that to remove the darkness of the age of Kali and to engage everyone in this process of chanting and dancing, I myself will appear, and at that time you will come and associate with me and I will cut jokes with you. Then Vishnu Swami said, can I know how this will happen? That Mahaprabhu said, no, that is secret. You continue preaching and you please me by your devotional service and you will associate with me. So in this way he was blessed. And later this same Vishnu Swami, he appeared as Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya was born in South and in a very learned family, and he learned the scriptures, and the astrological prediction was that he was the Shakti-avesh of the glowing effulgence of the face of Vishnu. Mukhagni are the fire or effulgence of the face. And this Vallabha, he was known as Vallabha Bhatta. In his traveling, he went to Krishna Devaraya, a great king. And there he established Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And the king bathed him with gold coins. You may remember this has happened in the Alwar line too. This was a tradition those days. Dead people with gold coins. If they have established some supreme truth. And then he distributed all those coins right there. Then he went to Banaras. And in Banaras he was learning from different people and simultaneously he was preaching too. And then he moved to Allahabad. That is the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Allahabad. He was with Rupa and Sanatan. So Vallabha, he was staying in Arel, the present Arel, known as Arel now, Adeli Grama, those days. That is on the other side of Jamuna. So he came by a boat and he met Rupa and Sanatan and he begged them, please get your Swami to come to my house. Because he was a grihastha. But I want to give him bhiksha. So Rupa and Sanatan, they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that there is one bhatta here and he wants to invite you for prasada. So immediately Mahaprabhu jumped up and he came to the door and he said, Vallabha, why are you waiting outside? So then Vallabhata was a little bit displaced. He was thinking, I only heard there is a Swami here and I heard he is a great person. I have come. I haven't seen him. But the way he is receiving me looks like he knows me for millions of years. So Mahaprabhu came and embraced him, lifted him up. Then he said, where is your boat? We should go now to your house. He told Rupa and Sanatan, come with me. And he was dancing in front. And Vallabha was going behind him. So at this place we should say that Vallabha had a good sight. Not only his marga is pushti. Pushti marga, he was also having lot of pushti. He was a pandit. He takes nice prasadam and no renunciation, no vairagya business. Everything is offered to Krishna and Krishna's bliss is coming, so why worry? So he was very nicely living as a devotee. So he was trying to run behind this Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu, whenever he touches the madness, then you don't know what will happen. Anyway, somehow or other they got Mahaprabhu on one side of the boat, and then Vallabhata was there and the boatman started working and Rupa and Sanatan were there. On the way, Mahaprabhu looked at the black color of Jamuna. Immediately he lifted his hands and he said, Krishna, Krishna! And he started jumping up and down in the boat. And the boatman said, what is this? What is this? We are all going to die. It's 70 men high, 70 men deep in that place. He said, if we fall here, only I will escape. I don't think you sadhus will escape. So then, Rupa and Sanatan, they were trying to catch Mahaprabhu. Who can catch Mahaprabhu? He was just dancing in great ecstasy. And water is slowly coming inside the boat. Then Vallabhata and Sanatan, they are throwing water out. They are trying to save the situation. And finally, Mahaprabhu fainted. So then Vallabhata took his head on his lap. And he was fanning. And they arrived in Vallabhata's house. And then they sat looking at each other. And then Mahaprabhu said, you say something about Krishna. I want to hear from you. Then Vallabhata explained about the beauty of Krishna. And then another person came in there. One Raghunath Bhatta. As soon as Mahaprabhu saw him, he said, you tell me, which form of Krishna is the most attractive? He said, where is the doubt? The Shyam Sundar form, the Tribhanga Lalitam form, that is the most attractive form. And then Mahaprabhu said, you are sure? There is no other beautiful form in this world. So then Raghunath Bhatta said, why in this world? Anywhere in any world, there is no form as beautiful as Shyamasundara. Then Mahaprabhu said, you have saved my life. I was thinking, is there anybody else? What happens if there is someone else more beautiful than Krishna? Then now you have confirmed that he is the most beautiful person. And then he said, you tell me, what is the most wonderful process for attaining Krishna prema? So then he said, you are asking me this. You have come here simply to establish this. He said, chanting in pure love of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the gopis and chanting his name and dancing in ecstasy. There is no other process other than this. He was like someone who fans the fire. When the fire is going on, keep fanning, fanning. And already he is bubbling, Mahaprabhu is bubbling, bubbling with love. And then he was fanning it more and more. And he knew, what should I say next? If I say this, then he will be more mad. Finally, he brought him to the position that he was holding Vallabha on one hand, Raghunath in another hand, and he was going around the house dancing. In the meantime, the lunch was going cold. So then, Vallabha's sons, they came in there, and they informed that all prasadam is now like water. So then Vallabha, he went to Mahaprabhu and said, please accept your gift. And Mahaprabhu remembered, oh, we came here for lunch. So then they all sat down, they were taking prasad, and Vallabha brought his sons, and Mahaprabhu blessed them. In this way, this pastime continued for a few more hours, and then bigger crowds started coming in, and they all wanted to invite Mahaprabhu for prasadam. They were telling Vallabha, you got this prize, why shouldn't we? You may be scholar, we may not be scholars, but he is not into scholarship anyway, he is always dancing, so why shouldn't he come to our house? And Vallabha said, I don't know anything, I brought him from the other side of the river, I will take him back and leave him there. If you want to make appointments, you go over there. Then quickly he collected Mahaprabhu somehow or other and put him on the boat. And he went to the other side and then he left him there. And then he touched his feet and he said, I would like to have your association again. So Mahaprabhu said, I will meet you in Puri. Later in Puri, when the devotees from Bengal, they have all come, at that time Vallabha touched him. And he saw all these devotees there and he said, I know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from long back, please take me to him. So they brought him in front of Chaitanya. So when Sri Chaitanya saw him, he was very happy. He said, oh, Vallabhata, you have come. What news? So Vallabhata said, I have written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. I want you to hear that. So then he said, so how do you deem the commentary of Sridhara Swami? In what way your commentary is different? So Vallabhata said, I have rejected Sridhara Swami's commentary. And I have written that this is a new scope, another angle. So then Mahaprabhu said, what? We have rejected Swami. If somebody rejects Swami, then she is called a prostitute. Swami means husband. So if a woman rejects her husband, then she is considered as prostitute. So that is what Mahaprabhu said. So then Vallabhata became very unhappy. So then because Mahaprabhu said this, other devotees also, they were like, they didn't any no attention for him. So he left from there. Then he made a plan, but I will come here every day. So he went to Gadadhar Pandit. And then he fell at his feet and he said, please give me shelter. In Mahaprabhu's place I am rejected. Then Gadadhar Pandit was thinking, Mahaprabhu rejected him, so am I supposed to take him? And he didn't want to take him. But then he said, I just stay here in one corner of this place and then I just read my book. I won't give you any trouble. Sometime I may ask you some questions, that's all. Why don't you keep me here? And he said, Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that you cannot reject anybody. So then Gadadhar was, alright, you stay. And he was saying. And next day he goes with his book. And then he starts talking with Nityananda Prabhu. He starts talking with Advaita Acharya. And he was like a glow worm in front of sun planet. And there were so many suns there. Advaita Acharya is shining on one side, Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Dhamodar. He's a big, big, big effulgent person. And he was like a small, that bug that comes in the night with a little tube light in the back. And he was going around and he was trying to say so many things, but no one was. He was saying so many wonderful things. They were all very nice statements, but it was not marketed there. It was a different market. So then he was very displeased. He didn't know what to do. Nobody is encouraging him. He would go from devotee to devotee. He will always see, oh, this one, he would listen to me. He would go there. So, in this verse in the Bhagavatam, and then they told, why don't you go and tell Mahaprabhu these things? Because we have been taught in a different way. These are very nice, but why don't you go to him? So he came in there and then he said, Mahaprabhu, just one small thing I would like to tell. So Sri Chaitanya said, what is this? That I have written some explanation for the name of Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu said, but what is it? I am such a foolish man. All that I know is a black boy who is sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda and is drinking milk. And his name is Krishna. And nothing else I know, neither I want to know. And nobody else here will want to know. So why you are wasting our time? Then he got very discouraged. He went back to Gadadhar Pandit and he started telling him, what is this, always chanting the name of Krishna? But do you understand, we are Prakriti, we are wife of Krishna, and Krishna is our husband. So how can we tell our husband's name? And too many times also not good. It is very disrespectful. So then Gadadhar Pandit told him, no, no, you misunderstood the whole thing. We are his Prakriti. And we are following in the footsteps of his superior Prakriti. And the superior Prakriti is our Gopi. They always chant his name. And not only that, we are his wife. We should follow his instruction. And the husband, if he says, you chant my name. So if a wife says, no, no, I am very chaste, I won't chant. What kind of chastity is that? Because Krishna always says, chant my name. So that is why we are chanting his name. Anyway, a message came from Sri Chaitanya. Call Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit came there. Mahaprabhu chastised him. How is it that I reject somebody and you accept him? And you sit there and listen to him. And you're giving answers to his person. Gadadhar said, no, 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 only on your name I accepted him. Because he says, Sri Chaitanya never rejects anybody. And that is why I accepted him. Then again, by recommendation of few other devotees, Mahaprabhu said, call Vallabh Bhatta here. Vallabh Bhatta came. So then he told, I simply want to knock your false pride, that's all. But your devotional conclusions are very nice. And you preach this and you make your sampradaya. And he blessed you. So Vallabh Acharya carried on and he preached his Pushti Marga. And he gave Brahma Sambandha. His initiation is known as Brahma Sambandha. That means Brahman is Krishna, so to be related to Krishna is known as Brahma Sambandha. And then he gives a mantra. And then he gives deity, and they will worship the deity. In this way they will attain pure love of God. This is his line. So you, Krishna Swami, he met Sri Chaitanya, and then again he came here as Vallabh Acharya, and he took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now in Vishnu Swami's line, again, there are not many different points which are differing from Chaitanya's line. There are only two points, mainly. Jiva is covered by avidya, covered by ignorance. This much Vishnu Swami mentioned. And that is why he is in the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, due to forgetfulness of the relationship with Krishna, then the living entity, Jiva, he gets covered by ignorance. He made it more clear in that respect. Then Jivas are constitutional parts. He simply mentioned that parts of the Supreme Brahman Krishna. In Vishnu Swami's commentary. Whereas Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it more clear by saying, Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das, constitutionally servants of Krishna. So these are the two main points. So now, from these two lines, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two points each. They are, from Vishnu Swami's line, his devotional sentiment, this idea of I am separated from Krishna, when will I reach him, how will I get his association, all these raga sentiments, these were taken from this line. And also worshipping in spontaneous affection. To some extent the rules and regulations are followed, and after that there is raga bhakti. Means spontaneous affection for the Lord. And from Vallabha's line, we are accepting the exclusive shelter of Sri Radhika and accepting the mood of the gopis. These two lines were taken. Sorry, from Nimbarka's line. So in this way, from each sampradaya, two principles are taken and given to the Goswamis by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has given these principles to them before, either directly as the Supreme Lord or in his unmanifest pastime in Navadvip Dham. And then all these instructions were taken and the Goswamis, they have organized them in particular order of philosophy, which is known as Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, or the Gaudiya Sankirtan movement. And after the Goswamis, due to the influence of Kali, so many different intrusions came. Casteism. We are born in the family of Nityananda, except as nobody else can worship Sri Chaitanya. This type of philosophies came up. You have to be born in a particular family, so many different things. And then some of them attain their constitutional position as gopis. And the men will start dressing with saris and they will put bangles and some of them will have Rasa Leela in the temple and all these things were happening. Aulas and Baulas and Gauranga Nagaris and so many different sampradayas, upper sampradayas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he by writing his very strong statement about establishing the principles of devotional service, he destroyed them all. And then he prayed to Sri Krishna in Jagannath Puri to please send a person who will organize this. We have defeated all the wrong information. We have made it clear what is Chaitanya's philosophy. Now someone should organize it. And his son was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And he was trained up very nicely by Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. This is the discipline session we are having here. And then Bhaktivinoda comes in between. There are other great acharyas from the Goswamis up to Bhaktivinoda. There is Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj, with whose help Bhaktivinoda Thakur established the birthplace. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave instruction to this one young man who was 22 years old, who did not want to go there, but somehow some friend pulled him, come here, this sadhu is different. Because this young man was wearing sadhu cloth and he was thinking of freedom, freedom fighting. So when he came in there, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he reminded him for what he has come. He put the proper key in. Then he said, first free the souls, then you can think of other freedom. Preach the message of Chaitanya all over the world. You know Sanskrit, you know English. Why don't you translate these books and preach? So that was kept, 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 and finally it hatched. When Jaladuta started from Calcutta, there was this old man walking up with his umbrella and his box. And there were two trunks loaded on the back side of the ship, full of books. With great difficulty he printed them in Delhi. And this way he reached Boston. When he reached there, he saw this unalloyed steel. And he remembered his spiritual master's word, unalloyed devotional service. And from there he started. And he was praying to Krishna, I don't know why I have been brought here. This is a place of passion and ignorance. And I am here. My name is Bhakti Vedanta, but there is neither Bhakti nor Vedanta in me. And somehow or other you make me dance. You make me dance, you make me dance. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu. Oh Lord, you make me dance. And then the world saw that he made everyone dance. The whole world was dancing. And it is still dancing, it will go on dancing. In this way, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. Because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. And it is the fulfillment of all transcendental knowledge. All this is transcendental knowledge. But this is the fulfillment of it. And because this is Krishna Sankirtana, this is Krishna's own Sankirtana, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, it will become successful all over the world. In this way, this Harinama Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma, will deliver this creation. And there will be a golden age. For 10,000 years now, and these books will guide people how to understand absolute truth, how to solve the contradictions of different sampradayas, different philosophies, different understandings. So anyone who is fortunate enough, just like Arjuna, he was fortunate to carry on the instruction of Sri Krishna. Even if he did not decide to fight, Krishna would have killed all of them. So even that all of us would think of leaving and not on stopping distribution of these books, Srila Prabhupada said in Vrindavan, the books will pop out of the godown and distribute themselves. So much potency is there in these books. You distribute, you don't distribute. It doesn't matter. The books will just come out of the shelf. And they will just go and enter into the pockets of people. In the airports, when people come out, they will see books flying, hitting on their head, going into the airport. So, this is Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan movement is the fulfillment of the desires of all these acharyas. By chanting Hare Krishna in the streets of different cities, towns and villages, we are placing Ramanujacharya, we are placing Nimbarkacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, we are placing Narada Muni. Krishna movement is not started in 1965. International Society for Krishna Consciousness started there in the spiritual world. This Krishna movement, we have devotees like Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, they are all Krishna devotees. All the holy places on the earth, they are all Krishna centers. It was told by Prabhupada. He wrote in this list of holy places, in the Srimad Bhagavatam purport. He said, then he added Pushkara, Naimisha, etc. Then he said, New York and Sydney and such holy places. It was not a mistake. Somebody referred it to him and said, is this a mistake? He said, no, these are all holy places. So these are all ISKCON centers. ISKCON has got much wider form, much wider roof than one can just think about. It is not some kind of a cult, some kind of a society which was started by some frustrated Bengali gentleman. No, that is the other mission. This is the Murugi mission. This mission is different. There was some Murka Pujari followed by a blind intellectual. So that is a different mission. Hare Krishna mission is the actual body of the spiritual understanding which is stemming from Sri Krishna. This is the actual river in which one must take bath if he has to purify his material existence and go back to Godhead. So this is the conclusion of our fourth Sampradaya class, and tomorrow we will discuss purely the philosophical aspect of the Sampradayas and also the six different schools of thought. That will be after 10:30, at 10:30, and anyone who is interested, you are welcome to come. And then after that, if anyone is staying back after the festival, then we will have question-answer session on this subject matter. If anyone is staying back, then we can do that. Hare Krishna.